which is Chris will begin our testimony session.
啊，每一次的见证会都是啊一种生命的分享啊。
Every testimony session is like a sharing of life.
啊，借着见证会，我们可以听到神在其他信徒生命当中的作为。
Through testimonies, we can hear about the works of God on other members.
啊，一方面让我们能够为他们来感谢神。
And they can also use this opportunity to thank God.
啊，另外一方面也能够让我们得到激励。
And another aspect, we can also be encouraged.
啊，所以有一天，如果我们面对一样的困境。
So that if one day we encounter the same difficulties,
那我们就会想起来。
Then we will remember.
如果神能够帮助其他的弟兄姐妹。
If God was able to help other brothers and sisters,
啊，神也一定可以帮助我。
Then God will certainly also help us.
啊，所以借由见证会，我们能够得到彼此的啊互相的勉励。
So through testimony sessions, we can have mutual encouragement.
啊，那我们这一次啊，今天啊见证会。我们要请啊 Sarah 姐妹来跟我们一起分享。
And today for a testimony session, we would like to welcome Sister Sarah to share her testimony.
Hallelujah! 奉耶稣圣名做见证，请大家低头同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 感谢神呢，让我有这一次有这个机会来分享我生命的一段的路程。
Thank God that this time I've had the opportunity to share about some of the journeys in my life.
那是发生在2008年的春季，三月跟四月之间。
Which happened in March and April of 2008.
那也是在两篇讲章正道。中间所发生的一段事情。
And it was actually something that had happened in between sermons.
Two sermons.
Two sermons.
啊，在那这两篇讲章之中呢，有一段我失业早逝的心路历程。
In between the two sermons, there was a time when I had lost my job and I was looking for a new job.
也是一场信心的实验 experiment.
And also an experiment of faith.
在那个时候，当然我是不知道，那我所讲的那两篇讲章，跟我所要经历的那段失业求职路程会有相当的关联。
At the time, I did not know that there would be a very close relationship between these two events between the sermons.
但是当我现在回过头来看呢，我就看清楚了。
But when I look back, then I can see more clearly.
现在呢，在我分享我的见证之前呢，我想先来分。念一段从圣灵报章的在2008年十月份的一篇文章中所抽出来，跟大家先分享一下。
Before I start sharing, I'd like to share with you about an article that I read from Holy Spirit Monthly.
在2008年的圣灵报的十月份的一篇文章，他说：“灵修不单单是祈祷。”
And in this article, it said that spiritual cultivation is not just including prayer.
也不是只有读经
and it's not only reading the Bible
更是一个人一辈子追求信仰
it is someone's life pursuit of faith
以神教我的经验和行为
and through the experiences that God has teaching us about our attitudes
灵修使人更亲近神
and spiritual cultivation can lead people closer to God
并在生活中活出神的形象
And to be able to live out the image of God in life.
我们在任何时候思考自己的信仰，反省自己的信仰。
In any given time, we are reflecting and thinking about our faith.
并进一步在生活中实践自己的信仰。
And take the step further to actually try to improve one's faith.
最后增进自己跟神的关系。
And to ultimately become closer in relationship with God.
在生活上一切所行的事上，发现神的同在。
And in all things in life, to discover the abidance of God.
都是一种灵修。
And these are all spiritual cultivation.
灵修除了使人实践出美好的品德。
And spiritual cultivation, other than allowing people to show the good deeds that they can have.
还可以在灵修的过程中被提升。
During the process, they can also improve their spiritual cultivation.
经验到人与神之间的联合。
And to experience the connection between man and God.
体验到神对人无限的爱。
And to experience the unlimited amount of love that God has for man.
好像哥林多前书第六章 17节所讲的一句话。
Just like what is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17.
我们请大家翻开《哥林多前书》第六章十七节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17.
哥林多前书第六章十七节。
First Corinthians 6:17.
但以主联合的，便是以主成为一灵。
But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him.
这段啊，刚才我所念的呢，我想它反映出可以说是对我整个这个见证的一个总结。
So I think that this passage that I read is like a summary of my testimony.
就是在我们在生活中来体验神，发现神与我们同在。
That in our life we are experiencing God and understanding His abidance.
那我们感受到神对我们的爱。
And we can experience and feel the love that God has for us.
在2008年的二月份，那个时候在芝加哥呢，轮到我要讲道，被安排讲道。
In February of 2008, I was assigned to deliver a sermon.
那个时候有一天晚上呢，我打开我电脑档案，我看到一个主题呢，说是神与人同住，成为一灵，就像刚才我们所念的第二章的这个第六章的十七节。
And when I turned on my computer, I opened a file, and the topic was that one who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with Him.
可是我打开这档案一看呢，里面我只放了几节经节呢，却没有什么内容。
But when I opened this file to look at it, then I saw that I had only written some verses down, but there wasn't much content.
我心里在想说。这样的题目呢，只有经节没有内容呢，好像只有骨头没有肉，这种道理我没有办法讲。
And so when I saw that I had only these verses in the file, then I felt like this is similar to bones without flesh.
所以我就把档案关了，就去睡觉了。
And so I closed the file and then I went to bed.
第二天早上呢，我一早起来呢，就跪下来做我的晨祷。
And the next morning I woke up and I did my morning prayer.
第一首诗歌呢，在祷告的时候就唱出来190首，那是歌词的中文歌词的名字是《天国的人》。
And the first hymn that I started to sing was hymn 190.
它中文的诗歌的名字是《天国的人》。
In Chinese, the hymn title is "The People in the Heavenly Kingdom."
这首诗歌呢，我想自从我来到美国呢，已经20多年，我从来没有唱过这首诗歌。
Ever since I've been in the States for over 20 years, I have never sang this hymn before.
然后当我在祷告中唱这首诗歌的时候，唱完祷告完以后，回来找到这首诗歌，我想，哎，神大概是要我继续预备那一个主题，就是神与人同住，成为一灵。
And when I had finished singing this hymn during the prayer, and then I got up, so I felt that it was God telling me to continue on to work on this sermon, and so I continued to work on a sermon that was titled.
那很感谢神呢，那篇讲章呢，也很顺利的就准备出来了。
And so it was the same title as the verse, and thank God the process of producing the sermon went well.
那我想神与人同住，成为一灵，我们大家都有圣灵。那我现在就要来见证说，在我失业的时候，圣灵怎么样来帮助我。
And I think that for the verse that says one who is joined with the Lord is one spirit with him, I think that for most of us that have the Holy Spirit, we understand this. And so I'd like to share about my experiences during my employment.
在三月的第一个礼拜的礼拜一，我就接到经理的电话，告诉我给我两个礼拜的通知，我要被遣散了。
And on Monday, in the first Monday of March, I received a call from work and to give me 2 weeks' notice that I was going to be laid off.
然后就开始了我那艰苦的求职的历程。
So then this began my journey to work very hard to look for a new job.
那我说这个经验呢，是在两场讲道正道之间呢。我最在这个事情要结束的时候呢，又轮到就是在四月底呢，又轮到我讲道。
And so, like I have said before, after this process, and it was in the month of April when I was assigned once again to deliver a sermon.
那一次呢，实际上我心情很不好。
And during that time, I was actually very unhappy.
那因为工作找得不是很顺利。
Because I was having difficulties looking for a job.
我实在没有心情好好预备。
I didn't really have the heart to prepare.
可是那个时候就有一个主题呢，一直吸引着我去继续的去预备呢，就是定睛仰望耶稣，归荣耀以神。
But at the time, there was a topic that kept on sticking out in my head, and it was the topic to focus your eyes upon God.
那个讲章的中心的经节呢，就是约翰福音的第十一章。
And the theme of that topic was in John chapter 11.
约翰福音的第十一章。
John 11.
从四十节，我们请从四十节念到四十二节。
From verse 40 to 42.
约翰福音的十一章。
John 11.
四十节。
Verse 40.
耶稣说：“我不是对你说过吗？你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”四十一节。
41.
他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。”四十二节。
42.
我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。这是耶稣在拿撒勒的坟墓之前呢，他所预备要行一个神迹。
Jesus was about to perform a miracle to raise Lazarus from the dead.
那时候拿撒路已经死了四天了。
At the time, Lazarus had already died for 4 days.
那耶稣在行神迹，那拿撒路复活之前呢，他在拿撒路的坟墓之前讲了三句重要的话。
And before Jesus had performed the miracle in front of the tomb, he had spoken these three very important phrases.
第一句话，他说：“你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。”
The first thing that he has said was that if you believe, then you would see the glory of God.
那第二句话就是说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。”
And then he said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me."
第三句话是四十二节：“我也知道你常听我。”
And then in verse 42, he said, "And I know that you always hear me."
当我回过头看我那一段的经历，我发现呢。在我这信仰的旅程中呢，事情的进展就是照着这三句话在发展。
When I look back to my journey at the time, then I have noticed that it was this in the same order as these three phrases.
第一句话说：“你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。”
The first was that if you believe, then you would see the glory of God.
这就是要有单纯的信心。
So we need to have the simple faith.
我说那一段经历呢，也是一个我信心的实验。
The experience was also an experiment for my heart.
因为实际上在2007年的十一月份，在那个时候我回台湾去带我妈妈去旅行。
In November 2007, I had gone back to Taiwan and I was traveling with my mother.
在那个时候，我心里已经有一个预感，知道我在隔一年呢，我的工作会有变化。
During that time, I already had a feeling in my heart that my work would have certain changes in the next year.
因为我在祷告中，我求问神说：“我的工作会有变化吗？”
Because during my prayer, I would ask God, "Are there any changes in my work?"
在那个时候，神在祷告中让我看那个数目字四，他给我一个预感呢，好像说在明年四月的时候，我的工作会有所变化。
And during prayer at the time, God had shown me that in around the time of April of next year, there would be some changes in my job.
哎，在我从小到大呢。常常呢，当我向神祈求，如果神应允我的祷告，他会给我一个数字，或是一道荣光，就是给我一个感觉呢，让我知道他已经听了我的祷告，他已经答应了我的祷告。
Ever since I was young, during my prayers, if there were certain prayers that are being answered, then God would show me through maybe a certain number or a feeling that I would have, and I would understand His will and what might happen.
但是神的应许呢，是神的恩典，但也是信心的考验。
But even though this is all the promise of God and the grace of God, but this is also a challenge of our faith.
因为我们都很熟悉像亚伯拉罕的故事、雅各的故事，神都给他们应许，可是对他们来讲，也就是他们信心的考验。
We're all very familiar with the stories about Abraham or Jacob, but we know that those were also the many challenges to their faith.
那个时候，我自己在思想信仰上的一个问题。
At that time, I was thinking about a topic that related to faith.
也就是说，到底神如果给了人应许，人到底是坐在那边等在那边，就是慢慢的等呢，还是要？采取某些行动呢?
So the question I had was that if God had given promises to man, then should man just sit there and wait or to actually be proactive?
因为我们看旧约圣经，我们说雅各他犯了一些错误，因为他等不及的，或是撒拉他等不及的，他犯了一些错误。所以 就有种两种说法，一种说如果神应许了，你就什么都不要做，就是等在那边；另外一种，好像就是像撒拉、像雅各，等不及，他们就自己先采取一些行动了。
Because if we know from the examples in the Old Testament, for example, with Sarah or with Jacob, we could see that either at first they were waiting and they did not do anything, but then later on they grew impatient, so then they did make certain decisions, even though sometimes they were mistakes.
So 我就在想说，到底如果神给我们应许，我们是不是就什么都不做，就等在那边呢？
And so I thought to myself, if God had given us promises, then should I just sit there and wait?
这其实也是一个借口，或也是这个是理由呢。当我那个时候虽然已经预感我工作会有变化，我却什么行动都没有采取。
Even though at the time I already had an idea that there would be changes to my job, perhaps it's an excuse that I had for myself that I didn't make any decisions on my own.
我没有预备自己。
I did not prepare myself.
我二十多年没有 interview, 没有面试过了。
And I had not been to an interview for over 20 years.
我没有履历表。
I did not have a resume.
我什么都没预备，我就是等在那边。我希望，我知道我的工作的市场非常的狭窄。我的希望是神会像圣经上讲的一句话嘛，说从石头里面生出子孙来。
And I did not make any preparations at all, and so I had just simply waited there during this whole time, and I had thought of this the saying in the Bible that out of the rocks and God will give a child.
结果当事情临发生的时候，我却慌张了。
And then when it actually had happened, then I became anxious.
当我接到电话，后来我回家以后，跪下来祷告。
When I had received the call and I went home and then I prayed.
圣灵所唱的第一首诗歌就是393首感恩歌。
The first hymn that I had sung during my prayer was hymn 393, which was a song of thanksgiving.
实际上在我那八个礼拜找工作。失业找工作的其中的之间呢，这个感恩之歌呢，经常在祷告中不断的重复的出现。
Actually, during these 8 weeks while I was looking for a job, this hymn would often show up during my prayers.
主耶稣在拿撒路的坟墓之前，他讲的第二句话就是说：“父啊，我感谢你。”
And the second thing that Jesus has said in front of the tomb of Lazarus was, "Father, I thank you."
因为你已经听我。
That you have heard me.
这就是单纯信心的结果。
This is a result of a simple faith.
我想圣灵呢，他是在替我祈求。
So I think that the Holy Spirit was praying for me.
但是他一方面也在安慰、坚定我的信心。
But on the one aspect, it was also strengthening my faith.
那我们看主耶稣呢，他说：“父啊，我感谢你。”那个时候他说，圣经描述说，主耶稣举目望天。
And we can see that in the verse, while Jesus was saying, Father, I thank you, Jesus had lifted up his eyes.
那一个人，神要怎么样在面对困难的时候，能够生出坚定的信心呢？就是要举目望天。
And how can, during times of difficulty, a person be able to have a strong faith? It is to be able to lift his eyes up to the sky.
而不是低头来看那困难。
But not to, bow down their head and to look at their difficulties.
可是我那个时候刚开始的第一个礼拜呢，失业第一个礼拜，我却是低头看我的困难。
But during the first week of my unemployment, I was lowering my head and I was looking at all of the troubles.
我发现我的技术已经非常的落伍了。
I realized that I was lacking much behind in regards to my abilities.
因为在之前的工作是一个很简单轻松的工作，我自己又没有努力的去进修。
Because in my previous job, the tasks were much simpler, and I didn't take the time or opportunity to learn much more about the skills.
我的这个专业呢，市场上的需求已经非常的狭小，几乎都没有了。
And there was also a huge shortage in the demands of my specific profession.
就是说 no opening.
And there were almost no openings.
然后更糟糕的是，我的技术落伍，记忆忘掉了很多我的一些专业的技术。
And also because on top of my lacking of skills, I also had forgotten a lot about the skills required for my profession.
So 刚开始的时候，在事情还没发生之前的时候，我是相信神会帮助我。
So at the beginning, when this had first started, I had thought that God would certainly help me.
石头里生出子孙来。
Out of the rocks, and the children will be born.
但是等到事情临头的时候才发现我怎么那么傻呢，我就像那五个童女，愚笨的童女没有预备油。
But then when this thing had actually happened, then I felt that I was very foolish and as foolish as those virgins that, that did not prepare the oil.
但我看到那么的困难，然后我就问我先生说，我们来算算看我们的 social security 啊，社会保险安全金啊，退休金啊，到底有没有办法支撑女儿上大学啊。
And so at the time, I had spoken with my husband. I was wondering if we could look at the amount of our Social Security benefits or our retirement benefits and see if we could have enough money to support our daughter to go to college.
那时候我想要放弃，因为找工作实在是太困难了。
At the time, I had wanted to give up because it was too difficult to look for a job.
当我有这种念头，想要放弃的念头的时候
，And then when I had this idea that I had wanted to give up,
在祷告的时候，神又让我唱那一首190首天国的人。
And again, during prayer, God had allowed me to sing the hymn 190, which in Chinese is called "The People of the Heavenly Kingdom."
就让我想起那一次准备讲章的经验。
And so I thought of the experience when I was preparing for the first sermon.
我想神的圣灵在鼓励我，他要我继续前进，他不要我放弃。
I think that it was the Holy Spirit and it was God encouraging me to not give up.
所以我撑着头呢，硬着头皮呢，继续前进。
And so even though it was very difficult, I still kept moving forward.
感谢神，我那个专业实在是非常的狭窄，可是在刚开始的一两个礼拜呢，神竟然安排我有几个 interview.
Thank God that even though my field had very few openings, I was able to have a few interviews.
每次 interview 每次失败。
Every time I had an interview, it led to a failure.
但是每次失败都让我知道我要继续来进修什么。
But every time it had failed, then it made me realize what I needed to work on.
我从网路上呢下载了很多的这个资料。
And I downloaded much information from the internet.
然后我就不断的读，不断的读，好像我当初在台湾考大学，预备考大学，可能比那时候考大学还更用功。
And so I kept studying, maybe even studying harder than when I was preparing for college in Taiwan.
从早读到晚。
I would study from morning to night.
但是面对那个面试呢，那些专业的问题呢，实在让我很头痛。
But then when there were specific professional questions during the interviews, they would actually be very painful for me.
因为有很多我应该有的专业知识，很惭愧的，我已经太久没用了，都忘记了，连最基本的问题，人家问我，我还答不出来。
Because unfortunately, there were many questions that related to my professional knowledge that I really should have known, but because of time and the lack of practice, then I didn't even know how to answer the basic questions.
所以每次面对着这个面试的时候，我就心里不断的挣扎，在祷告中不断的告诉神说，我没有办法，我没有办法应付。
And so every time I had an interview coming up, then I would be struggling and I would tell God that I could not handle it.
那个时候神在祷告中让我唱赞美诗72首万湖之主，那他的中文呢第一句呢我就记得就是说最大的医生就是主耶稣。
And at the time during that prayer then I had sung the hymn 72 which was the great physician.
那最大的在这个我刚才提到说呢耶稣呢，圣灵呢，耶稣所讲的地方说：“父啊，我感谢你。”
And so, for one of the phrases that Jesus mentioned, it was, "Father, I thank you."
我知道圣灵在祷告中不断的替我感谢神，这是好像是圣灵的战术呢，他用感谢来替我向神祈求。
I knew that during the prayer, the Holy Spirit was interceding for me in the form of thanksgiving, and he was asking God for me.
那我的工作呢是要举目望天。
And for my job, my task, it is to lift my eyes to the sky.
但是要靠我自己来举目望天呢，也不是那么容易的。
But it is not very easy to rely on myself to lift my eyes to the sky.
是的，我自己不断在心里跟我讲说，向上看，向上看。
In my heart, I am telling myself continually to look up.
因为我听到太多的不同的声音了。
Because I kept hearing different voices.
有人说五十岁以后很难找工作的。
Some people were saying that after the age of 50, it is hard to find a job.
那有人说你在伊利诺找不到工作，你到别州去找吧。
And then some people were saying that if you can't find a job in Illinois, then you can go look somewhere else.
我就记得想起来说，在我信仰的旅程中，有一段是流泪谷的路程。
And I remember that during my journey of faith, there was a path that felt like it was going through the valley of tears.
在那个时候，我最喜欢看的一本书是《幻墨甘泉》。
And at the time, my favorite book was The Spring in the Desert.
Uh-huh. 幻墨甘泉。那在那本书里面呢，那也是在那本书里面呢，有一个小故事。
So in the book there was a story.
说有一个女人呢，带着她的孩子呢，好像就是有点像在走天路的历程。
There was a woman who was carrying her daughter, and they were walking toward this path, like towards the heavenly kingdom.
起初是很轻松愉快。
At first it was very easy and very happy.
后来战争的乌云兴起，各样的灾害呢。就是说黑云密布呢，完全看不见出路。
And then because of warfare and there were different dark clouds and it was very hard for them to even see their path.
在那个时候，这个母亲对她孩子说，不断跟她讲说，向上看，向上看。
And then during this time, the mother kept on telling her child to look up.
在那个时候，我也常常对自己说，向上看，向上看。
And so I also kept telling myself to look up.
可是我们自己对自己的鼓励还是有限的。
But our own encouragement to ourselves is very limited.
在我面对interview 面试的困难的时候，当我想到我的记忆已经不如从前，很多都忘掉的时候。
When I was having trouble during all these interviews because I had forgotten about all of these things that related to my professional knowledge.
圣灵提我，提醒我说，神耶稣是最大的医生。
The Holy Spirit and God had reminded me that.Jesus is the greatest physician.
他就让我想起，在我2007年11月份带我妈妈去旅行的时候。
And I was reminded of the time when I had traveled with my mother to Taiwan in 2007.
我们到东部台东，花莲去旅行。
We went to the east region of Taiwan.
那没有想到那个地方还那么落伍，没有电梯呢。我跟我一个人要提着我妈妈的行李，我的行李，所以到后来手臂就受伤了。
Because during the region they still did not have elevators, and so I had to carry my own luggage and my mother's luggage, and then I had hurt my arm.
那回到我的家乡淡水的时候，我记得在安息日聚会祷告，我手臂又举不起来，我想说这下完蛋了，会不会五十肩啊？
Then when I went home, went to my hometown, in 淡水, and I realized I couldn't even lift my arm, then I was very worried that I was severely injured.
可是就在我那想的时候，就是唱着说，最大的医生，耶稣是最大的医生。
But again, I had thought of this hymn, the great physician.
然后回到美国，我的手臂就自然好了。
And then when I came back to the States, my arm had naturally healed on its own.
所以我想说，是的，主耶稣是最大的医生，可是我这种记忆衰退，他也能够医治吗？
And so I have felt that, yes, Jesus is the greatest physician, but could he heal my poor memory?
在我失业的第二个礼拜呢，我们全家要到加州去旅行。
During the second week of my unemployment, my whole family was going on a trip to California.
如果我知道我会被实际上我就是没有准备，因为那个时候在这没有接到裁员通知之前，我已经订了机票，已经要带 Amy 呢，我们全家到加州去，一方面去 vacation 呢度假，一方面去看那边的学校。
And so at the time, because we had booked the tickets before I was laid off, and so we had already prepared to go to California to have vacation, but also to look at some colleges for Amy.
我们订的是最便宜的经济舱，而且位置是放在飞机的尾巴。
We had paid for the cheapest tickets that were economy class, and it was in the tail of the plane.
那个时候实在是说实在，真的没有心情去 vacation.
At the time, I really didn't have the heart to go on vacation.
但是我们两个呢，就各自带着自己的读书的资料呢，就准备要去度假去了。
But we still had brought our readings, and then we went on vacation.
没有想到呢，在飞机场，在那个登机位那边等飞机的时候呢，我们全家三个人莫名其妙的，他们把我们 upgrade 呢，免费升等到头等舱。
But at the time, when we were at the boarding gate, we didn't know why, but they had decided to upgrade all of us to first class.
现在坐飞机都没有东西吃，我们上飞机还有很丰富的早餐。
As we know that recently, when you go when you go on an airplane, you probably can't even get free meals. But then we had free meals to eat in first class.
当我坐在头等舱的座位的时候， 我的眼泪几乎要掉下来。
When I was sitting in that first class seat, I was about to cry.
不是因为说我们家被升等坐头等舱，位置舒服。
It was not because we could have comfort now that we were upgraded.
而是我想起另外一段信仰的经历。
But that I had thought of another experience during my faith.
我想圣灵在提醒我。
And I think that the Holy Spirit was reminding me.
那是在1982年的时候，那个时候美国经济也是很不景气。
And that was in the 1980s when the United States was also going through a very poor economy.
啊，那个时候我刚刚毕业不久，在一家顾问公司做电脑的工作。
During that time, I had recently graduated, and I was in a consulting company, and I was doing my job was related to computers.
做了一年以后，因为景气不好呢，公司在芝加哥就没有计划了，所以他们要派我到外州去。
And after 1 year of working there, because the company no longer had any planning for the Chicago area, so they wanted to move me to somewhere else.
那时候我年纪轻啊，胆子小，所以要自己一个人到外州去出差旅行，心里实在是很害怕。
At the time, I was younger and I was not very brave, and so I was very scared to go out to work somewhere else.
所以那个时候就开始找工作了。
So at the time, I began to look for other jobs.
那时候我看到 Motorola 有工作机会，所以我就申请了。
I saw that there was an opportunity at Motorola, so I applied there.
那个大概是八月的时候。
And this was in August.
那个时候呢？我祷告求神呢，神也给我看数字，好像说他答应了。
And at the time when I was praying, God also allowed me to see some numbers, so it was as if He had answered and agreed to this.
可是我去面试呢，摩托罗拉却没有给我工作，所以我只好灰了，就开始出差了。
But when I interviewed with Motorola, the interview did not go that well, and so I ended up with the other job to travel.
我那家顾问公司呢，可能看我胆子小了。不知道为什么呢，他们第一次出差旅行的时候，他们在飞机上呢就给我坐头等舱的飞机。
I guess maybe the consulting company knew that I was a bit scared, and so during that first flight out, then I was also upgraded to first class.
而在那一次出差的几个月中呢，我学到很重要的专业技术。
And during those few months of traveling, then I was able to learn many skills that relate to my profession.
在第二年呢。我又看到摩托罗拉的工作机会的广告呢，我又去应征。
And in the second year, when I saw ads from Motorola again, then I had applied.
结果在四月，第二隔年的四月呢，真的，摩托罗拉就录取了我，我就换了工作。
And so in that next year, Motorola had hired me, and so I had switched this job.
所以当我们在飞机上免费被升等的时候，好像圣灵在提醒我，你要想想你那个时候的经验。那个时候，神应许你的是一个迟延的应许，但是呢，应许还是实现了。
And so during this flight to California, when we were being upgraded to first class again, then I think that it was the Holy Spirit reminding me about the promise of God.
可是，当我们度假，在我度假的时候，我接到这个 agent 的电话，跟我讲说，我的面试又被拒绝了。
And so during our vacation in California, I had received a call that once again, my interview did not go well.
然后第四个礼拜，我都看不到有任何，几乎都没有，完全没有我这种工作的广告了。
And then in the fourth week, I had noticed that there were almost no advertisements for any job opportunities for me.
在第五个礼拜，我面试，我有一个我生平最羞辱的一次的面试。
And then on the fifth week, I had the most embarrassing interview ever in my life.
那个时候我是电脑资料管理员。
At the time, I am a...
我的工作呢是电脑资料管理员 ,database administrator.
Okay, so my job title is the database administrator.
我实际上呢，像我这种人呢，通常是不写程式的。
Normally, for someone like me, I would not be writing any programs.
可是那个时候看完全没有工作，我这行专业的工作机会呢，因为我还在用 IBM 的 DB2 啊，所以工作机会很少。我就什么都试了，凡是有一点点，从大电脑到小电脑，任何看起来有点希望的，或是完全没希望，全部都丢履历表去了。
But at the time, because I was still using one certain type of system, and so I was looking around and I put in any type of information that was relative. and I have put it into my resume.
那有一个 agent， 他介绍我到芝加哥的 downtown 的一家公司去面试。
And so there was an agent who had introduced me to go to interview at a company in downtown Chicago.
那是要写那个程式。
And it is a job that we require to write programs.
并不完全合适我。
Which isn't completely compatible with my job.
那我坐了一小时多的火车，然后进城去面试呢，只有三十分钟就结束了。
And so I took the train ride that was for more than 1 hour long, and the interview only lasted half an hour, and then I went back.
在火车上回家的火车上呢，我心里非常的难过。
During the train ride, I was very depressed.
啊，因为我心里很懊恼，就是很后悔，也自己责备自己，荒废了。都没有努力进修了，现在才面对这样子的困境呢，然后才面对这样的羞辱。
Because on my way home, I kept on thinking about how much I regretted not taking those opportunities to advance in my studies, to understand more about the skills in my professional knowledge, and how I felt very embarrassed from the interview.
So 我一路就非常的羞愧呢。回到家进入卧房呢，马上跪下来祷告。
And I felt very ashamed, so as soon as I had gone home, then I had knelt down to pray.
我一跪下来祷告，神就在祷告中让我唱435首他关怀我需求。
And as soon as I had started to pray, and then during my prayer, I had started to sing the hymn, He Looks Beyond My Fault, 435.
他不顾念过患，关怀我需求。
And he looked beyond my fault, and because he cares for me.
那好像圣灵，神知道我心里的难过，他告诉我，他纪念我的过患。虽然我是这样子的懒惰荒废，但是他知道我的需要，他不纪念我的过患。
And so even though I was lazy and I did not take the opportunity to work harder, but the Holy Spirit was reminding me and looking beyond my mistakes.
我从来没有欣赏过这首诗歌过，但那个时候我感受到圣灵给我一个很大很大的安慰。
I had never truly appreciated this hymn, but I felt that during that prayer, the Holy Spirit truly comforted me.
我说以前我不欣赏，现在我很欣赏。
In the past, I did not appreciate this hymn very much, but now I truly appreciate it.
就在那个礼拜呢，就是我们芝加哥四月份的灵恩布道会。
And during that time, it was the April spiritual convocation for our Chicago church.
所以我就暂时把我找工作、把我读书就放在一边去参加灵恩会。
And so at the time, I had put aside my studying or my job searching, and so I went to attend spiritual convocation.
但是我的心情呢，还是相当的低落，因为看起来工作是茫茫的。完全没有希望。
But I still felt very desperate and very sad because I felt that my job searching was hopeless.
可是我在祷告中，我可以感受到圣灵一直在鼓励我，一直在好像一直在想要提升我的士气一样。
But during my prayers, the Holy Spirit was still encouraging me, and I could still feel like I was being encouraged.
我会唱耶稣牧我，或是万有齐颂主第七首。
I would sing hymn number 7 or some other hymns.
Jesus is our shepherd.
那
到了那一次灵恩会的主题呢，是 servitude， 就是服侍。
And the theme of that spiritual convocation was servitude.
在礼拜天呢，就是在圣餐典礼完的最后一次祷告。
So on Sunday, the last prayer after Holy Communion.
那时候我的心情转变了。
At the time, my attitude had changed.
我决定呢，听圣灵的声音。
I had decided to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
就好像耶稣在拿撒路的坟墓前，他所讲的第三句话，他说：“我也知道你常听我。”
Just like the third phrase that Jesus has said in front of Lazarus' tomb, and I know that you always hear me.
知道比相信还要更进一步。
To know it is even one step farther than to believe.
我相信是得着我们所要求的必须的条件。
I believe this is a requirement that we need to have in our faith.
我知道呢，是好像已经得到了。
And I know this is as if we have already received it.
你常听我，表示你向来既然常常应许我祈求，这一次也一定会听的。
And you always hear me, just like So just like every time, and so I know that this time I will also be heard.
在那一次最后一次灵恩会最后一次祷告的时候，那个时候我不再跟神祷告说，主啊，给我工作。
And so at that last prayer and spiritual convocation, I was no longer praying to God to have a job.
那时候我祷告的方向是，我开始在想说，好像主耶稣已经给我的工作，在想说我要什么样的工作。
At that time, my direction was also that I was already that I had felt that God was going to give me a job, and so I was thinking about what type of a job I wanted.
那我就想到在过去呢，神所给我的工作呢，我常常能够有这个时间来服侍神。
And I have felt that in the past, God would often give me jobs that also allow me to serve Him.
所以我就在心里想说，主啊，我想要工作就像以前一样，我能够服侍你。
And so I thought that God, I wanted a type of job that is just like in the past, so that I may serve you.
然后在那个时候，在这样想的时候，我听到忽然间，我听到自己用很轻微的声音呢，圣灵唱出一首诗歌呢。那首诗歌不是在我们赞美诗中。
And then during that time, I have felt that my voice was singing in a low voice a hymn or a song that is not in our hymn book.
那是三年前呢 ，Sam 就是 Samuel 郭呢，他在芝加哥的时候，他教我们唱的一首诗歌。
It was actually a praise song that Samuel Koh had taught us 3 years ago when he was in Chicago.
他的题目就是 Hear, O Lord.
And the title of that song is Hear, O Lord.
主啊，请垂听我的祷告。
So Lord, please listen to my prayer.
那首诗歌自从 Sam 离开我们芝加哥以后，我已经三年没有唱过了。
And so after Sam had left the Chicago church, I hadn't sang that hymn for 3 years.
那首诗歌就是歌词是完全引用在诗篇86篇。
And so that hymn is used. Its lyrics are the verses in Psalm 86.
我们请翻开诗篇八十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 86.
那首诗歌的歌词呢，正是我那时候心情的写照。
And the lyrics of that song were reflecting how I felt in my heart.
我们来念几节。
So we read from Psalm 86.
诗篇八十六篇的第一节。
Psalm 86, verse 1.
主啊，求你侧耳应允我，因我是困苦穷乏的。
Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy.
第七节
Verse 7,
我在患难之日要求告你，因为你必应允我。
In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me.
十二节
Verse 12,
主我的神啊，我要一心称赞你，我要荣耀你的名，直到永远。
I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore.
在灵恩会结束以后，我就赶快回家。
So after the spiritual convocation had ended, I had rushed home.
一回家，马上上网看看有没有我工作的机会。
As soon as I went home, I went online to see if there were some opportunities for jobs.
发现竟然有两个广告跟我的专业还很相近。
And I saw that there were actually two ads that were very similar to my job description.
马上申请。
So I immediately applied.
然后有一个工作呢，就是现在我所做的这个 CS 这个工作。
And one of the jobs is the job that I currently have at Sears.
我们还有另外一个嘛，另外一个见证，是还有啊？那我就继续讲哈，对不起，讲太长了，那在CS
And so we had an official phone interview.
那在后来呢 ，Sears 就叫我进他的公司去做面对面的面试。
And then Sears had decided that they wanted to have a face-to-face interview.
在那个时候呢，我要进去面试之前呢，我忽然间看见月历呢。那个礼拜六就是五月三号。
Before I had gone to an interview, I looked at the calendar and said that on that Saturday it was going to be May 3rd.
然后我就想起五月三号是我父亲过世的日子，在1992年，我父亲就是在五月三号过世的。
And I remember that my father had passed away on May 3rd in 1990.
然后我就联想到这一段我艰苦的。找工作路程，好像就像那一阵子，我面对我父亲死亡的 幽谷，神陪伴我回台湾去，同样的历程。
And I had thought and remembered that this was very similar to the journey and the experience I had during the time when my father had passed away and God had led me back to Taiwan to deal with the sorrow.
因为那是我一生中最艰苦、最艰难的一场旅程。
Because that was the most difficult journey in my life.
但是神给我的恩典成为我信仰当时信仰复苏的转捩点。
But God had given me grace and mercy so that this was a huge turning point in my life.
然后我就想说，难道神在提醒我？当初我父亲过世的时候，他怎么安慰我？他怎么让我信仰复苏
？And so I had thought, is this God's way of reminding me about the times that I had experienced during my father passing away?
因为这一次找工作也可以说是我信仰中的第二次最困难的旅程。
Because this period of unemployment was like the second most difficult time during my faith.
CS 的 interview 是礼拜四下午很顺利的就完成了。
The interview with CS was on Thursday afternoon and it went smoothly.
礼拜五晚上我们全家去聚会的时候。
On Friday night when we were going to service together.
忽然间下了雨。
It started raining.
但是雨也很快的又停了。
But then the rain also stopped quickly.
当我们开车开到高速公路的路口的时候，忽然间我们看到天边有两道彩虹，两道。
When we drove on the highway, we saw that on the side there was actually two very big rainbows.
一个比较清晰，一个比较不清晰。
One was a little brighter, and the one was not as bright.
我心里在想说，那彩虹是不是代表我的灾难要过去了
？And I had thought to myself, does this rainbow mean that my troubles are going to be over soon?
可是实际上，第八个礼拜呢，却是我最信心、信仰最大的考验，信心最大考验的一个礼拜。
But on the eighth week, it was actually the biggest challenge in my faith.
因为那个时候 ，CS 似乎表示对我有兴趣，要给我工作，可是他好像又退缩了。
Because at the time, it seemed as if CS wanted to give me the job, but then they were also holding back.
然后我又轮到我要讲道，所以在那个时候，我又要开始预备讲道，可是我实在是没有心情讲道。
And so at the time, I was also going to be assigned to deliver a sermon, but I also did not have the heart to truly prepare for it.
我有一篇呢，已经准备了，在这个还没有被接到裁员通知之前呢，就已经准备了差不多，我想就讲那一篇好了。
I did have a topic that was already prepared before all these things had happened, so I figured that I would just deliver that topic.
可是那个讲章呢，那个主题呢，定睛仰望神。定睛仰望耶稣，归荣耀于神，好像不断的在吸引我。
But the topic that was to lift your eyes and to look at the glory of God, this topic kept on coming back to me.
所以我就准备准备。
So I prepared.
然后准备一阵子，我觉得我自己实在是没有信心，这种信心的题目，我实在是没办法讲。
But while I was preparing, I still felt that I did not have enough faith to talk about this topic.
所以我就跪下来跟神讲说。我自己没有信心，我没有办法讲这种题目。
And so I kneeled down to pray to tell God that I myself do not have this faith to prepare for this topic.
然后我站起来，可是很奇怪，我又继续准备。
But then when I got up, I still kept preparing.
这样连续好几次。
So this happened a few times.
最后我从以赛亚书得到了力量。
And then I found strength in Isaiah.
他说：“你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。”
And it says.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
When you receive strength, it's because of quietness and steadiness.
所以我不断的在心里说，得力在乎平静安稳，得力在乎平静安稳。
And so I kept on repeating that phrase to myself that the strength depends on the quietness.
然后就像主耶稣在马可福音十一章二十四节讲说，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着，就必得着。
And so, like what is also written in Mark 11:24, Jesus has said, whatever it is that you ask for, if you ask for it in His name, then you will receive it.
这篇那篇讲章呢，我后来发觉它的中心的主题呢，就是约翰福音十一章主耶稣在拿撒路坟墓前所讲的那三句话。
And then I later realized that the theme for this were the three phrases that Jesus has said to Lazarus.
那个时候 ，CS 的人事室本来跟我讲说礼拜五要跟我打电话。
And at the time, the Human Resource Department of CS said they would call me on Friday.
我心里想说他不会给我打电话，我要星期六要讲信心的这种主题，他不会给我打电话的。
And I felt that I had to talk about this topic relating to faith on Saturday. They wouldn't call me on Friday.
果真他没有给我打电话。
And so they didn't call me.
星期六早上我就讲了这篇。
And Saturday morning, then I had spoken about this topic.
礼拜六下午回到家。
Saturday afternoon, I came home.
发现这个电话有一个。有一个录音呢，有一个 message 呢，是下午礼拜六下午四点钟留的。
I found that there was a voicemail that was recorded from Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m.
那是 CS 人事室给我留电话，说礼拜一要跟我打电话。
And this was a message from the HR department in Sears, and they said that they would call me on Monday.
果然呢，礼拜一我就接到了工作了。
And on Monday, I had received a call to say that I had gotten a job.
所以很感谢神呢。我现在回想起来，两篇讲章呢，就还有中间这一段路程呢，就像一个怎么样呢？讲起来就像一个我女儿爱吃的这个叫做什么三明治冰淇淋。
So I felt that these two sermons and also the journey in between is just like an ice cream sandwich.
两篇讲章是那两块饼干。
The two sermons on the side are the two cookies.
那本来那段路程是生命中很艰苦的一段。
And in the middle of the journey was very difficult.
但是神与人同住，成为一灵。
But God, one who is joined with the Lord, and they will be one in spirit.
回过头来一看，才发现那一段就像中间的 ice cream 冰淇淋一样，非常的甜美。
And so when I look back, then I realize that the middle part is just like the ice cream, and it's very sweet.
感谢神，愿一切荣耀归给天上的真神。
So thank God and make all the glory be unto His name.
好，我们谢谢Sarah 姐妹的见证。
We thank that Sister Sarah for her testimony.
有时候人生是需要经历一些考验。
Sometimes in our life, we do need to go through some challenges.
因为经过考验之后，你才会发觉神恩典的美好。
Because through experiencing the challenges, then you would discover how great God is.
因为有比较你才知道说神对我们的看顾。
Only when you have this comparison, then you can see how much God cares for us.
同时也是借着这种人生的波折
And also through these waves of life,
让我们学会紧紧地抓住它。
We can learn to hold on to God.
在没有人能够帮助我们的时候
，when no one can help us,
使我们能够跪下来，只能靠他。
That when we kneel down, we can only rely on Him.
所以如果我们的人生当中也是在经历患难挫折当中
，So if during our life we are also experiencing sufferings,
千万不要忘记了
，We should certainly not forget.
主应许要时刻与我们同在
，The Lord has promised that He will be with us.
行过流泪谷
，And we walk through the valley of tears.
得偿欢喜泉
，But we will receive the springs of joy.
我们一起同心默祷
，Let's pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息十分钟。